Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneckinize Radio. We're here live
every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. All things trucking and then some. Talking about life on the road and what's going on out there. And then, you know, every now and then we'll touch on everything, you know, see how you feel about what's going on and, you know, everything else. So, like I said, give us a call. This is your chance to chime in with what's going on in the trucking industry. And it's more of an opportunity to sit back and talk instead of, you know, when you call into these big fancy shows that everybody's like, you know, got plenty of time to listen to. You call in, you want to speak your mind, and they're like, you know, what do you got to say? And he's like, well, you know, I got to say that I totally disagree with it. Yeah, okay, thanks. And we got to go to the commercial. Not here. We can talk about it, man. We can just gab about it. So, yeah, like I said, check us out, redneckandeyes.com, and you can follow us along like that. Everybody get a heads up that this weekend, the Texas Trucking Show in Houston, Texas, at the NRG Center, that's going to be down there, downtown Houston, right next to the Reliance Stadium where the Texans play. I'll be there Saturday afternoon and then all day Sunday. The show goes from, what is it, like 8 a.m. I don't even have it pulled up right. But it's like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. And there's not really that much, like, going on anywhere else. I got an email back about the parking situation. And if you click on Contact Us, it has a map of where everything's at, and it lists the parking. And, of course, there is truck parking available. It says $30 bobtail, $60 truck and trailer. Okay? Now, I asked. I said, is that for the whole weekend, or is that per day? And they said that's per day, and there is no tailgating, and there is no in and out policy. Like, you know, when you go in and you park, once you leave, you can't come back. That's to my knowledge, that's the information I got from the trucking show email. When I sent an email and I asked, that's what I said. And I don't know what you feel about that. I don't like that one damn bit. I just got to say it. No in and out, which means that you pay to get there, and then let's say something happens, maybe you need to run to the store, you know, something like that. You better not do that in the truck. And of course, we all understand you're next to downtown. I mean, you're not technically in downtown Houston. You're kind of, you know, in the area. Well, you're right there next to the 610 Loop. And I really don't know what's all over there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff around there. Of course, there's a lot of hotels because you're right there next to the stadium and all the event center and everything. So I don't know if there's any places that you can just walk to shop real quick. I don't know. So once you get to the parking lot and pay, you got to pay to get back in. You can't leave and come back. That's the email I got. Now, I could be wrong. The person that gave me information could be wrong. No tailgating allowed. So anything you do for food or anything that, and like, you know what? I got a good question. You know what? I probably didn't get a full answer for that. There's not even a guarantee that it's overnight parking. You might have to leave at the end of the day. You can come in and park, but then when the show's over at 5 p.m., you might not have to leave. That might be something, too, because here's what happened in my experience. I went to the Las Vegas truck show. I don't know if everybody remember that. It happened, like, for 1 year. It was actually put on by the same people that put the Dallas truck show on, the Great America truck show, because they call it the Great West truck show is the show that came on. So I went out there looking for, you know, expecting it to be like Louisville, expecting it to be like Dallas. And I get there, and the parking lot is right there next to the convention center. And it's like a little bridge. Everything's fenced in where you don't want to get on the street. So you like walk or take an elevator up to the top and go across into the convention center, and it goes right into the convention center. So everything's great. And I find out that once you get into that parking lot, which it's free, that's fine. But when the show's over at 5 o'clock, the parking lot's closed at 5 o'clock. It doesn't reopen until the show reopens. you got to go park somewhere else. So luckily I was bobtail. I did not have a trailer, but there were other several. But you know what? Come to find out, that show wasn't very popular. Not very many people showed up, and it wasn't that big. So it only lasted that year and never came back. And so, you know, I don't know about this. This show's been going on a while. So, you know, there's something going on down there that everybody enjoys that, you know, it's not that big of a deal. So we'll find out. You know, I'm from a truck show. You know, I'm expecting to go to the biggest truck show because that's the truck shows that I've been to are the biggest. So we'll find out. But you can go check them out, TexasTruckingShow.com. If you're going to be in the Houston area, like I said, on Saturday and Sunday, it's a show schedule Saturday 25th, Sunday 26th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. And see, so this is my whole point of parking lot situation, because at Redneck and I's, we are the kings of the parking lot, and we are the fighters of the parking lot, and we want truckers to be able to get in the parking lot and be able to relax and not worry about the parking lot and always have a place to go in the parking lot. Because I tell truck shows all the time, every time I talk to somebody about the parking lot situation, you know, I said, well, there anything going on? And they're like, you know, there's nothing going on in the parking lot. Well, what do you expect the people to do when the show's not going on? What do you want them to do? You want them to leave, or you want them to hang out and go to the next day? So you want them to come back. Like, you want them to come in, and then you want them to go to the show on Saturday, and you want them to hang around and go to the show again on Sunday, right? Is that the goal? Or do you want them to not come back? Just hang out the day and not come back. Somebody else will come that day. You know, what's your goal? Because if you want them to come back, if you want them to stay the whole event, just like your exhibitors stayed the whole event, then maybe you need to, you know, set up something where they have something to do during the parking lot. Because at 10 a.m., let's just face it, truck drivers get up early, they can eat breakfast in the parking lot before 10 a.m. 5 p.m., well, after 5 p.m., it's dinner time. So now we have something to eat. You know, and then, I mean, 5 p.m. So just think about the show not going on from 5 p.m., 10 a.m. What is that? 17 hours. 17 hours that the show is not going on. So that's a long time in between. Of course, this is only a two-day show, so that's 17 hours. Let's just say you get a driver in there in the parking lot. What time is the parking lot open? Parking lot opens hopefully at before that, you know. So we don't know, right? But that's what we talk about at Redneck and I's. That's what I think about. I don't know what truck shows think about, but I hope that they get the point that we're trying to make here at Redneck and I's, is that, you know, the parking lot is just as important as the rest of the show. For years and years, the Mid-America Trucking Show, they never cared that much. But then they found out that they can actually rent out the parking lot. They can actually, advertise, sell it to the exhibitors and allow them to set something up. And then anybody else is not allowed to do anything. So that's pretty much what's going on over there. And as long as you don't have drivers fighting for that spot, then, you know, nothing's ever going to happen. So we're not doing Louisville anymore. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to get to the smaller shows, and we're going to, you know, communicate to the people that want to communicate with us and deal with that. So that's what we're going to do. So that's what we do here. So yeah, just we're hanging out here for the next couple. Well, we got about 30 minutes left, whatever. And 515-602-9731. You can call in, push 1, be part of the conversation, or just listen along. Or like I said, let us know what you think about going to the truck shows and where you're going to get to and where you're going to be. Don't forget too, we also got other truck shows coming up this summer, and which ones you're going to get at. So let me know. Like I said, 515-602-9731. Thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. Appreciate all their support. And when you holler at them, let them know that you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really do appreciate them. That's small trekking, well, not small. I mean, it's a good size trekking outfit. Load to ride transportation out of Denver, Colorado. Like I said, ltrtransportation.com. They're drop dead busy over there, so give them a holler and get all the things, information you need over there, and we appreciate all their support. So hang tight here a second. We're going to check the latest trucking news and see what's all going on over there. And like I said, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Records on the wall. Just leave a message. Maybe I'll call. Lucky I'm staying after all I've been through. Everybody say I'm cool. He's cool. I can't complain, but sometimes I feel too. Life's been good for me so long.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Live life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, piston's pumping, minds are racing, it's hard to sleep, man, when I shake. Bad news surrounds me, it's always found me, creeping up when things are good. Yeah, the dark days find a way, loud.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dale with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. All the information that you need about Redneck and Eyes and the history, how we got started, and There's links to all of our social media accounts. We've got YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody watching on YouTube. And please go subscribe to YouTube channel if you haven't done that already. That's been growing for us really good, and we're trying to get more videos out there to everybody. And once we get more time and, like, you know, access to be able to get together and sit down and come up with more technical videos for, you know, educating drivers or educating the general public about, you know, big trucks and everything, we're gonna get more of that on this and get that done. You know, we're still, like I tell everybody, this is just kind of just a group of truckers getting together trying to make the world a better place. So that's what Redneck and I is all about, trying to bring back that brotherhood of trucking that we once had back in the day, where you could rely on a driver, you know, for support, help, whatever you needed, and you could ask or get asked for any kind of assistance. And it's one of that deal where, you know, those kind of things that you never had to ask for before, you know. So we'll get back to that doing. Let's see how we can do that. And like I said, appreciate everybody joining us, and try to stay connected on that deal. Go subscribe to YouTube channel, redneckandeyes.com, links to all that stuff, like in the Facebook and Instagram, all that good stuff. And then we got links to all of our great sponsors too. One of the other great sponsors I like to mention, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfgeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. That's where they, if you need to get a particulate filter or any other parts for your big truck or any kind of diesel engine, they got all different sizes of the mufflers for, you know, the Cummins and the Power Strokes, all that stuff. So go check them out. Like I said, dpfregeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. And when you talk to them, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So I was just checking in the news to see what all the trucking news is all about, and there's not too much going on. There even was like an article that I saw to autonomous trucks, and it's on CDLLife.com. We like those guys over there. In fact, I gotta give the guy over there at CDL Life a holler over there and let them know about how they're going to do the Texas Trucking Show, because I do believe they're going to be one of the big sponsors of the Texas Trucking Show. That's CDLLife.com. So the article reads, autonomous truck maker and the Texas DPS are working on procedures for pulling over a driverless semi. Well, what do you need to pull them over for? I mean, it's all legit, right? Right? No. Or is it just because they want a shakedown? Because that's what it's all about. You know, I remember the stories. There were some documentaries. I don't know if you guys have seen them. It was a documentary about Bill Gates and Microsoft. When he first started, you know, and you know what's so funny now? You think about Bill Gates right now. He is such a one of those guys that, you know, hey, I can solve problems. Y'all just need to do what I tell you to do and use the products I tell you to use. You know, he's one of those guys, right? When he first started, and he was the founder of Microsoft, he violated all the rules. You know, he didn't need to get any help from anybody, because he created something that's never been created before. And of course, there's a lot of movies, TV movies, documentaries made. And the big deal was is that you know, he didn't lobby. He didn't pay off any politicians. He didn't pay off any kind of like corporate espionage or nothing like that. He simply went in, you know, I mean, he was even good friends with Steve Jobs. And then Steve Jobs is like, you know, hey, buddy, come on over here and see what I got. And they're talking about what they worked on. And then, of course, you know, according to one of the other movies, Bill Gates just took the idea that Steve Jobs gave him and he put it in his own computers. And actually, you know, took money away from Steve Jobs, because Steve Jobs came up with that idea. And because there was no kind of like, you know, documentation of the idea or anything, then he took it and made money off of it. But anyway, the point I was getting at is that, like I said, didn't lobby. He didn't pay off any politicians, because he was building this business and he was creating all of this wealth. And it was not really regulated, because it was a software industry where people always assumed, what's your product? Well, my product is on this disc. How much is that disc? Well, the disc is, you know, $1,000, whatever it is. They're like, for that little disc. I said, but it's not the disc. It's what's on it. That's what's valuable, just like music. It's the same thing. And they were like, you know, I don't understand. And, of course, you know, nobody understood. So he didn't rely on anybody to grease the politicians or pass any laws or anything like that. He made deals. In fact, the same movie that I remember watching, it's Pirates of Silicon Valley. I don't know if any of that stuff's true, but it was really, really entertaining because a couple of people that worked for Bill Gates and, of course, Wozniak and all those guys over there are the ones that came up with that. And one of the biggest things is that IBM is the biggest manufacturer of computers, even home computers, when they started coming around. You know, Apple came out with the home computer, well, IBM followed and all that. So Bill Gates goes to IBM and says, well, I've got software. You can put software in the computer. And they're like, okay, that sounds great, whatever. And he's like, but you have to buy each individual software. You can't just buy the software and copy it and put it on the computers. I make money off each computer like that. And everything. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. Because I mean, what is it going to be like $10, you know, whatever that the money's not in the money's not in the software. It's in the hardware. And boy, IBM almost went bankrupt because of that decision, because the software ended up becoming the most valuable part. But again, like I said, he didn't rely on anybody in the government. So the government pretty much came down and said, listen, you need to start participating. He's like, why? And he goes, because we want you to. And really, because he wasn't lobbying, he wasn't doing any kind of lobbying and paying off politicians and paying for any kind of research or whatever, because he wasn't greasing all that stuff, they pulled him in for these hearings and said, you know, what is your software doing? And why is talking about security and talking about, what do you call it, antitrust and all that stuff. I mean, he actually had to start paying off the politicians in order for them to stop dragging him into all of these hearings and investigations and stuff. As long as he was lobbying the politicians, they left him alone. And that's how he learned. And that's why he does what he does now, because he learned. And so this is basically, in my opinion, that's what's happening here, is that you have the state of Texas DPS office saying, well, wait a minute now, you're going to have this truck that, under all accounts, it's probably going to be doing just fine. But we need to be able to pull it over, and we need to be able to shake it down. And if we find something wrong, then we need to be able to collect some kind of revenue from it, you know, because we know it's not going to be speeding. We know it's not going to be changing lanes without signaling. You know, we know it's not going to do anything totally legally to warrant being pulled over other than hauling freight. And of course, we all know that you get a big truck. We've talked about it several times on here. Any big truck out there on the road right now could technically fail a DOT inspection. It all depends on what you're looking for and who's inspecting it. So, you know, this is just really some kind of silly shakedown, in my opinion. But it's funny to me because, let's see, the trucking company's out of California, and it says partnership with Texas DPS to train embark powered trucks to identify law enforcement vehicles in situations such as traffic stops and to develop communication protocols and standard operating procedures between autonomous trucks and law enforcement officers. So specifically, Embark is working on two key elements in the interaction with law enforcement. First, the company is working on train. It says, quote unquote, train embark powered trucks to identify and pull over safety for law enforcement. I mean, I can understand that if you know, we always are paying attention, and when we see lights flashing, you know, we need to either get over or slow down or whatever, right? So, yeah, they need to have that kind of protocol set up. Says the company is also leaning into input from law enforcement to develop a standardized interaction procedure to allow police to safety stop, approach, and receive information from an autonomous truck and intuitively and without any additional equipment. This effort may include outfitting Embark trucks with clear visual cues and information to signal to law enforcement personnel that the Embark powered truck is an autonomous vehicle and has come to a safe stop with no risk of restarting unexpectedly. Embark also plans to outfit trucks with a lockbox accessible to law enforcement, containing vehicle and load information such as registration, bills, lading. You see, that's what you're going to – so the little box under the bunk used to where we keep, you know, our gloves and tire tools and jumper cables or anything we needed to get to the outside of the truck that we could also get from the inside of the truck. That's going to become like the little safety deposit box where when the truck is stopped by any kind of police or it pulls into the yard, I mean, that's what's going to happen. To me, that seems logical. You know, everything should be paperless anyway. But, you know, when you pull into the truck, when the truck pulls in and somebody's got to open the doors and get so that it can back up to the dock or whatever, well, he just goes up to the truck, opens up the side box and pulls out all the necessary paperwork, you know, double checks everything, all that stuff. So, you know, you got to have a way to do that, I guess. Bunch of idiots over there. Oh, man. But, yeah, that's another thing. So, and more than likely, they'll probably get some kind of government funding to do all this. So, you know, that'll just keep on going, you know. It says, Embark says that there are plans to work to publicly demonstrate emergency vehicle interaction capability later in the summer. So, yeah, there you go right there. You know, how far are we from completely autonomous trucks? Well, way off. I could see autonomous trucks in the next 5 or 10 years. You'll start seeing mainstream, like a truck driver could be hired. Of course, they got it now, but I'm saying you don't need an engineer or anything in the truck. You just need the truck driver that knows how to handle the truck and has been trained on the autonomous truck, that you're going to have the autonomous truck driving. You know, I mean, to me, I think the autonomous vehicles – autonomous trucks should be working with the drivers instead of trying to eliminate the drivers, because I could see autonomous trucks helping the driver. I would love it if I could pick up a load. I'll drive through downtown Houston. I'll drive through whatever. And then once I get where they're in the middle of nowhere and the drive is boring, flick the switch and take a nap. I mean, that'd be awesome, you know, but if you're trying to just eliminate it altogether, then, you know, oh well. But, I mean, I don't know. I think that autonomous vehicles would probably be more popular with the drivers if they tried to work with the drivers instead of against them. That's me. So, but what do you think? Like I said, call in 515-602-9731. And don't forget to go check us at redneckandeyes.com. Let's go. And I think this is good old Jeff calling in. Is that right?
Yeah, dang near forgot about the show. I looked down going, oh, hell, he's got 15 minutes left.
Yeah, well, that's
all
right. I
called yesterday, and it said no show schedule. I'm going, oh, God dang it.
Yeah.
But then I remembered there ain't no show.
Yeah, well, there wasn't one because I missed my alarm, and I woke up, and it was like 7:30.
Oh, were you late to work?
No, I don't have to be at work until after 8. So.
Oh, okay.
Got to give myself a good little leeway
on
that.
You're good.
Yeah, good for work.
But,
good
you know,
for the job. I was still good for the job that pays the bills, just not the other job that I do for free.
Okay. All right. I say, there's autonomous trucks on the road already. You see them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got driver sitting in the seat, but you see them on the road. They got all the gizmos and bells and whistles and boxes and monitors and...
Well, from what I saw in some of those documentaries and news reports, I mean, like 60 Minutes did a whole deal on it and everything, and I mean they're not really going into what I haven't seen. I mean, maybe you have, I haven't, but the only ones that I've seen are going like between Dallas and Phoenix and all that, where it's out in the middle of nowhere, and they're not really going into like downtown Atlanta and all that. But the other thing too is the drivers, the people that are in the seats. I mean, they may have a CDL. But these are like the engineers. These are the people that created the, you know, or helping to create the system.
I don't know. I passed two of them coming out of El Paso the other day. So.
Yeah. Well, that's how I started this conversation was that the Texas DPS is working with one of the autonomous truck makers to work to the procedure of pulling over the driverless semi. So I was like, so you got to. Even with no driver in the truck, they're still trying to shake down the trucks.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're going to see it sooner or later. I really do. If fuel starts hitting $10 a gallon, you're going to see less and less guys that, you know, don't want to do it.
Yep.
And,
especially if electric take off.
So might as well. I mean, what's the difference between having... some autonomous truck that goes haywire than a dumbass truck driver that has no common sense? What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't think there's too much difference in that. I don't know.
You know.
I mean, I think the worst thing is it's not the price of fuel. It's the price of everything. I mean, you know, you can make $100,000 now, and that don't mean nothing. You know?
No.
So nowadays, even Fox News is putting up articles about a guy. He's working, you know, he's working three jobs in Arizona, you know, to make a living for his family. That, you know, he has to like be like an assistant manager at a Burger King, you know, on the weekends in order to make ends meet. And it's like, man, that's crazy. Wow. You know, so
it is crazy. You know, they said they were talking about that on Fox News today. I have a list of news. Every once in a while, now let's see what's going on. I heard a hearing was going on. And I thought, well, that'd be better, funnier to listen to than Blue Talk Radio. So
we'll
listen to that. And they weren't talking about it no more. But they were saying that this fentanyl crisis going on is all targeted at our youth that are military age. And these other countries are bringing all this fentanyl in, killing off our kids. So if we ever do go to war, we ain't going to have the population of kids to go to war with.
Isn't that something?
You know, and that between that and the high fuel costs, I mean, they had a whole deal. What, you know, things that they want to, how they want to destroy this country, the communists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right. Yep.
So you might as well get Thomas Truck in the mix, and that way the communist says, oh, hey, we could go ahead and take over that truck and point it into that school, and, you know, we can do more with one truck than one shooter can. And, the truck went haywire. We don't know what happened there, you know, all kinds of excuses.
Although you might not understand, people might know me here on the radio show, and I get on rants and everything like that. Often I do not do that. So when I hang out with friends, you know, we morally just shoot the breeze on everything. We don't get too caught up in. Of course, I got a lot of friends that don't really get caught up in any of this stuff on nationally and all that. So we're out there Sunday, messing around, hanging out, and we're like, hey, let's just go to the swimming pool. Let's go hang out by the swimming pool. I said, okay. So. Everybody gets their stuff together, and we go over to the swimming pool. Well, it's at the local apartment complex over here, and the swimming pool's closed. And then I chime in. It's like, well, I live in an apartment complex. I got a swimming pool. Let's go over there. So, okay, we all get in the cars, and we all drive back by my place where I've got a swimming pool here, and I go over there, and that swimming pool's closed. And, man, I go off. I was like, that ain't nothing. I pulled me old Buford T. Justice. That ain't nothing but just good old-fashioned communism like that. And I just start ranting. I said, that's just so stupid. And they're like, what does that mean? What are you talking about? And I'm like, well, communism is – I said, basically, communism is basically everything's all right as long as you do what we want you to do. And that's basically, you know, the swimming pool should be open. But it's closed because they tell you when you move in, we got all these great things. Please come live with us. Everything will be great. You'll be so happy here. We got all this stuff. But it's only available when we want it to be available.
So was there water in the pool?
Yeah, I mean, everything was fine. They just had the gate locked to get into the pool.
Why?
Apparently.
Did you find out why?
I didn't ever find out here. It was the reason why it was locked at the other place is because nobody was there to unlock it. Like they supposedly it closes. You know, my guys, I'm thinking the same thing here. I haven't asked. I'll ask, I guess, later this week. But my guess over here is that every day at 10 p.m. they're supposed to lock the gate to close it so that nobody can get into it during the night so that nobody gets disturbed with noise or whatever. And then the next morning, somebody...
So Ed Tech goes skinny dipping that way.
Exactly, because you don't want me doing that. And so I figured that somebody just didn't unlock it the next morning or somebody whoever was supposed to be showing up to do that didn't. Because the other thing, too, is I think that a lot of these places, Sunday was not the holiday. The holiday was technically Monday. But a lot of these places, they love celebrating holidays. If they can just be closed, they will close. And that's the other thing, too, is like, you know, they tell you, if you need us, just call us. No, you can't do that either. So that's
well, why didn't you use your universal key and open it?
No, it's not. That's my universal key. The universal key only works for the gates to get into the property, not to get into the pool. So
really, what kind of lock was on there?
It's those fancy, you know what I'm talking about, those fancy locks where you don't, it's all built into the gate.
Not just a padlock?
No, it's not just a padlock. The other place over there, it was just a padlock. We were talking about trying to go find some cutters to go cut that padlock off.
So well, yeah, that's the type of universal key I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we didn't, nobody had any. And that's communism. Communism is you can only do it when we want you to do it. You can only be comfortable
right.
when we want you to be comfortable. You know, it's what is the whole thing? It's like when everything is equal in communism. Yeah, everybody's equally poor. That's what,
Well, today I guess Biden's blaming the high prices on the execs of these fuel companies. And these fuel companies said, wait a minute, I got it. We are tired of you using us as scapegoat.
Yeah,
open up Keystone. Give us the tools that we need to do our job, and we'll bring the prices back down again.
Well,
you
what
know,
happened?
Was, oh no.
Well, that's the thing is that he's blaming them because the actually production of gasoline is down. But also the production of oil is down, but the production of gasoline is like way down. So they're saying we've got the oil; they're just not refining it. It's like, but to me, and what they said was is that we've got everything working at max capacity. We just can't, we can't just crank everything up. But we've got other issues with like the laws that we can't do certain things, so we're not doing them.
Yeah.
Over there.
Well.
So yeah.
Get a pipeline so they have an unlimited flow of crude oil going to these places. Get the production back up where they can. I mean, they're talking about not enough truckers to bring in the crude oil to make it constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things in that.
Well,
and then now government's saying, well, over the holiday coming up, let's just not have any federal tax on fuel. Well. They said on a gallon of gas, federal tax is only 18 cents. State tax is between 30 and 40 cents.
Yes, that's not a...
The way fuel's raising, within 3 or 4 days, you'd be right back. You'd be back at the higher rate anyway.
Because if the fuel dropped 20 cents a gallon by all of a sudden, then there would be a run on the gasoline, and that would cause the price to go up because you got a higher demand. You also see, here's the thing I caught. Okay. So the other thing that got reported was that even though we have sanctions on Russia because of them invading Ukraine, their oil revenue is like record high. Like they've got more revenue coming in for oil than they've ever had before. But these sanctions. That you can't, you know, that we're not buying it. The U.S. is not buying it. Europe's not buying it and all that. But you know who's buying it? China's buying it and India's buying it. So Russian oil is being bought by China and India. You know where we're getting our oil, a lot of our oil from right now? Because of all the restraints on like OPEC
China?
And all that? India.
China? Oh, so India's buying Russian fuel, and then we're paying the bigger price from India to buy Russia fuel.
The oil, yeah, the oil. The crude, yeah.
Yeah, oil, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, we've got Russian oil, we're just not buying it from Russia.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. I think we got a, I think this might be Robbie right here. What are you going, Robbie?
Dude, it sucks down in Florida. Why did I come down here?
Damn, I thought you was having fun pulling them dump trucks. No, you're not doing that no more?
No, I decided to come out and do some big boy trucking.
Why is it sucking, Florida? What's going on?
It's humid as hell down here.
Yes, you say your clothes are probably sticking together, and every time you crank the AC up, your windows are fogging up.
No, they haven't got that far yet.
Yep.
No,
yeah,
this fuel,
shorts are up the butt cracks.
I don't wear shorts.
Oh, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, yeah, those chickadees running around. I saw something on Facebook this morning that there was a gas station in Phoenix that dropped their prices just to help out. And it was diesel was under $5 a gallon, and gas was under $5 a gallon.
Mm.
Which diesel's been having close to $6 a gallon in Phoenix area, and same gas is like $5.50.
Well, I'm headed to Phoenix. Where's that cheap diesel at?
No kidding.
I didn't get where it was. It's like a little podunk gas station, probably in downtown Phoenix or something.
Huh. I don't think I've ever driven this stretch of highway, but 93 from Twin Falls, Idaho, all the way down to Phoenix.
93 degrees?
No, US 93.
Oh.
US 93.
Yeah. Two-lane ribbon highway that I think movies are made from.
Up in Nevada, yeah, but majority of 93 in Arizona is four lanes.
That's what I looked at the road cams, and they looked like four lanes. So I thought, oh, good. But I heard that
there's a couple sections
east and west was closed.
No. From Kingman down to Wickenburg, there's a couple sections where it's two lane, but majority of I would say 80% of it, it's all four lane. But you got a little town to go through. But I would be careful going through there if you're going through there. It's called Wiki Up. There's cops that let hang out in there. It's 45 through there.
All right. I'm kind of careful in small towns on these small highways anyway, because they need their revenue, and I just don't want them to make it on me. So what'd you haul down to Florida, Robbie?
I got a Cat front-end loader.
Nice. What, about 82,000, 84,000 pounds gross?
No, this is like 26,000.
Wow, really nice.
Yeah, it's a lighter one. I had to deal with the wind in three states, up in Wyoming and Nebraska and Utah, so the beginning of the trip wasn't panning out real nice, but once I got out of that, two miles started to come up.
Where'd you pick it up at?
Salt Lake.
Bellwood, Wyoming?
No, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, Salt Lake. Man, that's a good run, Salt Lake, Florida.
Yeah, it's the military base to military base.
That's even a better paying load. Wow.
Yeah.
You can go on vacation with that money.
No, I just bought tires this morning.
Wow.
I bought drives
boy,
this morning.
Goodbye to that problem.
Wow.
Yeah, this load was free.
I bought a set of new steers a couple weeks ago, and what I paid for those steers 5 years ago, I could have bought two sets of steers.
I don't
gas
worry about
prices,
that.
Gas prices, tire
trouble.
Prices, oil prices, they're just stupid right now.
Yeah. But just imagine all those carriers that actually spend crazy amounts of money to get those, like, service trucks out there and all that crap.
Yeah, I'm surprised that not too many more companies have folded up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that we, most of these truck stops are 3/4 full all day long.
Well, the ones I've been seeing up in the northwest, they were jam-packed full. I spent two nights in rest areas.
Mm.
But there ain't as many truck stops in that part of the country either.
Right. So are you guys planning on getting any truck shows in this summer at all? No? I'm going to be down in Houston this weekend.
Houston?
No,
truck show?
I won't be there this weekend.
Well, yeah, I'll be at the Texas Trucking Show is this weekend in Houston, Texas.
I didn't know Texas had a trucking show.
Yeah, I mean they've been going on for a while now. It's never really that big. I always thought it was kind of like more of a local show for Houston than it was for anything else. But a lot of chrome shops that are down like in Laredo and San Antonio and Houston show up the only reason I'm going mainly is because the guy that CDL Life, you know, we talked to that guy, so we'll see what he does, you know, and everything. So it looks like
I don't know. It's not confirmed yet, but I might go to the Walcott one, and then the one in September up by Greg and Tiff.
Oh yeah,
sure on the one.
Yeah.
No, Greg's trying to talk me into get in the truck pool with him. So.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
I should say he's talking smack is what he's doing.
Right. Well, that's what.
Greg's just being Greg.
Yeah. That's how you do things. That's how you get recognition in trucking. You know. So that's the Truckers for Hope truck show September 23rd through the 25th. That's at the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. We're definitely Redneck and I is going to be in that. We're going to be looking at it. We've already talked to people about sponsoring some of the events and everything, so we'll definitely be showing there. It all depends on who's all going to be there for us, but we know that they're going to be, and of course Greg's got his plan to be in the tractor pool. So like I said, he's just trying to get more competition. But I don't know. Did you see the deal I sent on there to everybody about the poker chips?
Yeah, I did see it. What are those going to be used for?
Well, they're like kind of like business cards.
Yeah.
So you kind of just give them away to people to get, you know, to give your information. And see, I got one from Bull Snot. And it's like Bull Snot, and it's got the guy's name on it and his phone number and address and everything and email and everything like that. And I thought that is so damn cool. And so I found a guy online that does it, and he worked those up for me and did all the graphics and everything. So I don't know. To me, it's kind of cool because, like, when you pass them out, people don't throw them away. They keep them. You know, it doesn't go in a stack of business cards. You know, like the Bull Snot, I got a stack of business cards that I collected at the truck show, and then I got this Bull Snot poker chip that's been sitting on my desk, and I see it every day because it's part of my little, you know, it's different. So I thought that was interesting. We got to do is we got to get more wristbands. Them wristbands, man, they're more popular than I thought. Motorcycle riders, bikers, they love those wristbands. So luckily I still got some, and I've been passing them out at the biking events that, you know, the rides and everything I go to around here. So we've been getting our name out there best we can. But I think that's going to get it. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. You got to get to work.
Yeah, I got to. I got to start getting ready for work, so we'll get all that lined up and everything. So yeah, cool.
I need to start a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, GoFundMe tires. We need a charity event for tires. Raise
yeah.
money for tires. Man, oh man, cool deal. But yeah, so tomorrow is going to be the Women of Redneck and Eyes, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern time, just like here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Same phone number, 515-602-9731. So we might try to get in on that. I don't know. I've always taken the advantage of me not being on the radio on Wednesday is kind of like my day off of kind of that deal. So I either sleep in or I go out and do something. Like I'll get up early and go do something before work and, you know, have dinner with a friend or go shopping or something or just, you know, go for a ride or whatever. So that's usually the reason why I don't call in on Wednesdays. So I don't know about you.
Oh, I call in say every now and then. And
yeah.
It normally turns into a good, more of a, BS session than anything.
Oh yeah, well that's.
But
yeah, that's
I wasn't on there last week. I was busy loading. So.
Cool. All right. Well, good deal, bud. Well, I'll definitely probably be talking to you on Thursday then.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
All right. Now, sound good. Stay out of trouble and keep those tires fresh.
Yeah, well, the easiest way to keep them fresh is don't move, and I'm not
yeah, right.
in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the best way to save fuel is just don't move the truck. Yep, the best way to not
All
wear
right.
out.
Have a good.
Yep.
All right, have a good night.
All right, bud. We'll see you. Sounds good. All right, good deal. All right, everybody. Yeah, we're gonna. Let's see, get it all wound up here, and there you go. Don't forget to give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. You just hit one, or you can just listen along. We're also on YouTube Live. I got to get it set up. I was doing the Zoom meeting on Facebook, and for some reason I can't do YouTube Live from Zoom. Zoom is always cool because I can share the screen if I've got some kind of video or article or picture to show you. I can do that. So we'll get that fired up, and we'll make sure we can do that from now on. But like I said, go to redneckandeyes.com. Check out all of our great sponsors. Another great sponsor I'd like to mention, don't forget, Trucker Tools. TruckerTools.com, the app for truckers. That is the Trucker Tools app where you can track freight and you can book freight and all that. They also have it where you can locate. You do your routing. You know, route planning. We were talking about that last week with low bridges, you know, and you can do route planning. I'm not real sure if the software will show you where the low bridges are, but it is a tool to help you plan your route to where you know where you're going to stop, you know where you're going to go, and like I said, you need to get an atlas to figure out where all the low bridges are, you know, like a regular atlas, you know. And just drivers understand that if you go east of the Mississippi, you're going to run into situations where you're not going to be able to drive on certain roads. Okay, just plain and simple. So always know that. But until next time, y'all stay safe and don't forget, stay successful and keep between the ditches. And we'll see y'all out there on the road. All right, now.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneckanize.